got director, writer, Malcolm D. Lee, and Monica Calhoun. She's a wonderful actress in the new movie, The Best Man Holiday, coming out this Friday. Hello.
Hey. What's happening?
First of all, you guys got to be really excited.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not excited at all.
I didn't think so.
I'm talking to you, Russ Parr.
Hey, man, it's a big thing for you. I know it is.
It really is.
I got a tough question for you. Why aren't there any white actors in this cast?
Do you realize
there's, I don't see any on the front cover here. Do you realize how many white actors are not working in Hollywood right now?
Really?
We need to step it up and make sure we have roles for them.
We got to get more diverse. You're right, Russ. You're absolutely right. We got to get more diverse.
I'm sick of people loving you, Malcolm. I really am. Monica Calhoun, I got to say, man, I loved you in The Best Man, The Players Club, Loving Basketball. A brilliant actress, man. You're able to get almost everybody back, man. Was that difficult for you?
I called everybody up in 2011, and I said, let's get together. I have an idea for a sequel.
No, I gave them a hard time.
Oh, yeah, it should be a very hard time. No, they were all on board, you know, right from the start. Once I pitched them the idea, they said, let's do it.
Well, I know there was a problem getting Monica to come out of her trailer a couple of times.
She's a diva, man.
You know, typical Hollywood diva actress stuff, man. What can I say? No, first... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just sitting in there crying and preparing for
Right. But looking at the trailer and looking at all the spots that are running on TV, it looks like it's going to be hilarious.
It's a very funny movie, and a lot of people have been on an emotional roller coaster.
What are you saying looks like? It is hilarious.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. Monica, I don't know.
You want to use our fake version that we got from the
gas station?
Yeah.
Wait. Tell that gas station person I'm gonna need my money.
Because I was looking at
money too, but I'm gonna need my money.
Right. You need your money. Yes. Gas station people, grab all those bootlegs and smash them.
Right. And you know what I need to do? No, I'll tell you what's funny, because one time I was in L.A. and somebody tried to sell me one of my movies. The corner, Crenshaw and Adams, man. There's a gasoline station. Dude was like, man, you got to go see this 35 and take a bit. It's nice.
You probably bought it with your dumb ass.
No, I didn't buy it. I was trying to follow him home.
Oh, wow.
But this ain't about me. Listen, you got an all-star cast. Terrence Howard, Morris Chestnuts, Sinai, of course, Monica, Regina Hall. I mean, gosh.
And you guys are all over the place. I'm seeing you everywhere. I saw you on the Today Show yesterday talking about the film. Yeah. I want to know what are some of the challenges of making, because everybody loved The Best Man. What's the challenge of making the sequel?
You know, you got to step up your game. Like, you know, we're all more seasoned professionals now. Mm-hmm. The actors are all much better than they were the first time, and they were great then. I'm a better writer and director. And so, you know, if we're going to even bother making this and making a sequel to a classic, what people regard as a classic,
right,
we better step up to the plate. And it really, if we're going to do it at all, it better be better.
Right. Mm. You know, what's interesting is, like my wife, and this is what I'm encouraging a lot of people to do, they're getting all the girlfriends together on Friday night.
Yeah.
And listen, it is so important that we go out and support this film Friday
first
night,
weekend,
Saturday, and Sunday. It is so important because this is a great film that everybody's been telling me, all accounts, because I'm going to go see it. And by all accounts, we have to support these kind of films if we're going to keep getting them.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, first weekend, make sure you're out there. Mm-hmm. Middle of the week, make sure you're out there. The next weekend and the weekend after next.
Yeah, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, all that.
And then when they finally decide to license it to iTunes or Netflix,
right,
make sure you download and get your cup.
Okay, no bootlegs. No bootlegs.
And you know what? It's like, next time, can you give me Terrence Howard? I had him on my show one time and I let him play the guitar. And that bored the crap out of us, but
we laughed. So he's never going to call
he's
us back again.
Come back on, no, just kidding.
Did you let him sing too?
I think he did sing, didn't he?
Yeah, that's when we started laughing.
And we lied and we told him, man, that was incredible.
Stay in your lane, Terrence.
And he started tearing up and said, thank you, man.
Yeah. That was messed up.
All right, so listen, man, everybody, please get your girlfriends, have these parties. You know, let's do this, man. Let's support this film, man. You know, and Malcolm D. Lee, you know I'm a fan. I've been a fan of yours for a long time. I celebrate brothers out there trying to make it happen. Monica, I've called you to audition, and you won't take it. She won't ever audition for me. Russ Parr?
I'm not auditioning for you. I'll call him back.
Listen, baby.
I'm playing, Monica.
Submit the offer. What you need me to audition for?
You know what she could do.
Yes.
Tell me.
Oh, why should she audition?
Listen, I would never ask you to audition. Ever. You're so wonderful. You're such a wonderful actress.
Just wait till you see her in this movie, too. She's going to blow your mind.
Yeah. However, I'd have Sinead Lathan that audition. Just because I want to see her.
Is she anything close to Sinai?
Yeah.
I said Sinai.
Oh, no, I just didn't know which one you were talking about.
TV here. My bad. Okay.
It's Sinai, guys.
She's
going to
get you.
She'll get you. She'll never audition for you to get on your show if you call her Sinai.
Okay, let's make sure we do it when she calls.
Whatever the hell y'all say. It's Sinai.
Yeah, Sinai. And we love Todd Diggs on Internet.
He's great. Todd's my favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
All right, Malcolm D. Lee, Monica Calhoun. Listen, make sure you guys check out The Best Man Holiday. It opens Friday. I'm going to remind you guys again tomorrow. You guys are on Friday. We got to bang this.
Yes, and I'm going to see it tonight, so I'm going to have my review Friday. So it's probably, you know, I'm going to let y'all know what I think. Yeah. Not that you care.
They don't care.
Perfect.
What
no, we care. We definitely care. Right. If they support this weekend, more movies like this will get made.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's what we need to do. All right, y'all. Thank you for talking with us.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
All right, take care now.
Bye.
One 101.1